Welcome to Your Soulful Podcast, helping you get out of your head and into your heart. Navigating your healing and spiritual journey can be a roller coaster. My goal on this podcast is to support you to be your best self, stop beating yourself up, get out of your own way, and start living your dream life. Happiness, joy, energy, loving yourself, heart-based business, and a soulmate relationship are all available to you. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzett, spiritual life coach, intuitive energy healer, your energizer bunny, and sprinkler of joy. I'm ready to get down and dirty with the truth about the healing journey, the spiritual path, and living life to the fullest. Some episodes will be me, flying solo, sharing the challenges I've faced and overcome, my intuitive downloads, and all the lessons I've learnt and struggled with on the spiritual journey. Other episodes, I'll invite special guests to open up and share their zone of genius to deeply support you. Stick around and buckle up, because I promise it'll be a ride full of truth bombs and authenticity, so that you know you're not alone and you can heal your relationship with yourself too. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe to the podcast. Come hang out with me on my stories over on Instagram at Charlotte_Bezzett. Remember, the life you want is yours for the taking. So what are we waiting for? Let's dive on in. I'd like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people, traditional custodians of the land on which I live and this podcast is recorded. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. I extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Hello, lovely soul, and welcome to Your Soulful Podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzett, and today's episode is actually a little bit of a follow-on episode from last week's. So if you've not yet listened to the episode that I shared all about expansion, awakening into a new identity, then go get that one in your ears first. But if you're ready for this one about evolving or repeating, and where maybe it's time to stop ignoring messages and signs that you're getting, then I can't wait to be in your ears for the next 20, 25 minutes. So if this is your first time, then welcome. If you're an old timer and have been hanging around a while, then thank you for coming back, for creating time or space for me to drop into your ears, whether that's on your walk, in your car, at the gym, when the kids are driving you crazy in the evening, or maybe you're just listening and sitting and absorbing me. I'm super grateful to have you here. Please know, I know with so much that you have going on in your life, so much going on in the world, the overwhelm's a very real thing. So for you to allow me to be in your ears is something I'm super grateful for. And if you could, I would love if you could rate, review, write me a little testimonial, share this with somebody you feel it may support, whether that's a friend, family member, colleague. It really helps me to be of service and to support as many people as possible on their healing journey to living a life they love, to having the relationships, the friendships, and the career business that lights them up. So super grateful for that. Now, there's a line that says, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is insanity. And I'm not 100% sure who actually said that line, but I do know it's really powerful, because when you think about maybe some habits, behaviors, ways of being in your life, things that maybe you're doing over and over and over again, but expecting a result to be different, is there something in your life where you're doing that? And I know I'm guilty of this. I'm like, I'm going to do this thing. Why am I not seeing this result? why is this thing not arriving yet? Oh, because I'm doing the same thing over and over and over again. And I don't know if it was actually, maybe it was Einstein that said that. I can't quite remember. Anyway, I'm sure you can go Google it if you want to know who said that line. But it's like we do something the same way because often from our conditioning, often from our subconscious beliefs, often because we don't know any other way. Or maybe we have the awareness of another way, but the practice isn't yet solidified. So how are you expected to have a different result when the action, the habits, the behaviors, the thoughts, the beliefs are still the same? Because you won't. It will stay the same until something really changes. And I've seen this so often with clients, even when I was a personal trainer. It's like I had clients coming to me that were like, I really want to lose weight. I really want to get fit and healthy. I really, really, really want these things. But then they'd go and come and see me maybe once a week, maybe twice a week. Their eating habits would be the same. Their stress levels would be the same. They wouldn't be getting adequate sleep. They wouldn't be drinking enough water. So they were doing maybe one new action and expecting an instantaneous result. But all of these other habits were staying the same. And this isn't to say you need to overhaul your entire life, but it's all about really reflecting on what am I doing over and over and over again, seeing the same result, but expecting it to be different. And I'm going through this evolution right now, personally, in my business, with some of my friendships, where I'm really starting to reassess some things and evolve and expand, up level, claim a new identity. And that's going to mean that the results I receive, achieve, are going to be different. Because I'm stepping into some changes. I'm declaring it. I've shared it on social media. I'm embodying it. I'm practicing it. I'm doing those things. So the result is therefore going to be different. It can't not be. And that's where the evolution happens. If I continue to repeat, well, I'm not really a spiritual teacher, I'm just a coach, and there's nothing wrong with being just a coach, there are some phenomenal coaches in the world, but that's the story that plays in my mind, or I'm scared to say I've got these psychic abilities, I don't really want to lean into mediumship, I don't want to do those intuitive card readings, so I'm just going to stay and repeat the old way of being, which is to launch in a certain way, to show up in a certain way, to share certain things, to share these tips and tools, instead of actually sharing the deeper wisdom that's within me. So this is where there's almost a little bit of a crossroads. And I'm going through this. I'm going through this crossroads. Do I want to repeat or do I want to evolve? And I'll be damn sure I'm evolving because I don't want to repeat an old way if it's no longer serving me. Why would I get a sign, a message, a download, this awakening happening if I wasn't meant to evolve? So think about that in your own life. Where are you getting messages? Where are you getting signs? Where are you getting the feeling to do something different? And instead of choosing that path, which can sometimes be scary and uncomfortable, you're choosing to repeat. Stay in the same relationship, not have the boundaries, not launch the thing that you want to launch, not attend the markets that you want to attend, not to have the courageous conversation in your relationship, to shut down your desires, because often it's due to fear, because often we're afraid of what's going to happen if we choose the path of evolution. So instead, we choose the familiar, which is often repetition. I'm going to repeat the old way, and then the old way is just going to perpetuate. And trust me when I say, when you start baby steps to trust in the guidance, to trust in the messages, to trust in the signs, the universe shows up. People show up. And that's where it all changes. Because you take that one step towards the evolution and you say, I'm not repeating that habit anymore. I'm not repeating that pattern. I'm not buying into that belief. I'm not doing that thing that I've always done. I'm not staying in the familiar. I'm going to choose to be courageous, to tap back in to my bravery and courage, and to take that one step. That's evolution. That's where you grow. And I see this a lot, and I'm going to be talking more into this. Maybe I'll do a whole episode on it. It's around so much information leading to disconnect and embodiment and action. So you can have all the knowledge in the world. You can know about your shadow work. You can know about your inner child. You can know about the trauma. You can know about all of these things. But is the action and the embodiment and the practice happening? Or are you so disconnected because there's so much information coming at you that you don't know what to do? You're confused and you're still searching for clarity. Where maybe do you already have enough information and now it's practice, action, embodiment that needs to happen? That's evolution. Because often when we are aware, we have the awareness, we know maybe we want to do something, we've received the signs and the messages, but we stay in it mainly due to fear, because you're afraid of what's going to happen, of making a wrong decision. But practice, baby step, action, embodiment is where real evolution happens. And I don't want you settling for less. Don't settle for mediocre when you get to have great. I was having a conversation with a client last week around relationships, and she started to share around how, you know, maybe just this is the way it is. And we started to explore that and uncover it and get to the root of why she felt that way. And actually coming online to, I don't want that. I'm actually worthy and deserving, and I want something different. Evolution. So she decided, through some questions I asked her and through some practices that we went through, that actually that wasn't what she wanted, because that was her repeating the old way of being. She doesn't want to settle. She doesn't want mediocre. She wants great. She wants beautiful. She wants connection. She wants intimacy. She wants depth. And her choice now gets to be that. And that's her evolution. Please don't settle for less, thinking that nothing better is going to come around, because that's a repetition. That's a repetition maybe of an old habit, an old belief, an old way of being that maybe isn't serving you anymore. And if you have a desire for something, anything, have a desire on your heart, you're feeling that you'd like something, you want to experience something, you want to feel something, you want to receive something, don't shut that down and ignore it anymore. That's where you repeat the old way. The evolution is saying, what I desire desires me. What is desired by me is destined for me. Trust in your heart's desire. Trust in the signs, the messages, the downloads, the feelings that maybe you've already had. Trust in that. And don't buy into the old stories and beliefs and conditioning of maybe the I can't or what will people think. This is where I work really deeply with my one-on-one mentoring clients on moving through that so they can live their best life, so they can have the relationships, the career, the job, the abundance that they have been desiring, so that they can have real depth and love and fulfillment in their life. And maybe you're thinking now that you've been repeating an old habit, an old pattern, an old behavior, and you're ready to break free from it, to evolve, to step into a new way. And it's like, what is or has been preventing that from happening? And if you start to have the stories of I'm scared or what ifs, that's the mind, normal for that to happen. But that's where my work is with my mentoring clients, to unpack the validity and get them to tap back into what is their actual truth so they can step forward into their evolution. And in that is a whole new way of being and receiving and showing up in the world in deep trust, in confidence, in beautiful, loving, heartfelt boundaries and connection and communication and intimacy, and all of those things exist. And when they start to come online to it, it's like, oh, okay. Even if that is with themselves, super important. Super important. So whatever you're navigating, whether it is a challenge in your relationship, a boundary with a family member or with work, something with your health, something with friendships, can you use that as a catalyst to evolve, or are you using it to repeat and beat yourself up? We not got time for that around here. Mm-mm. Ain't nobody got time for that. For you to keep beating yourself up? No. So be with that question. Can I use this as a catalyst for my evolution? Or am I using it to repeat and beat myself up? Whatever the situation is, maybe you've been doing it a certain way for a long time and it's stepping into a new way now. Where are you not standing in your power and instead trying to please others, or being afraid that you're going to upset somebody by having that perspective or thought, or by communicating that, or by making this decision? Are you in your power, or are you in your pleaser? And I want you in your power this lifetime, for you to claim that and own it. And that's going to require, as I always share, a little bit of courage. And for you to be brave. When I broke up with my people pleaser, which occasionally still rears its head because I'm human, but when I really broke up with my people pleaser, it required me to get radically honest with myself, where I had been bypassing my needs, wants and desires, ignoring myself, ignoring where things were draining me. And instead, well, you know, I should do that to please that person. I need to do that to please that person. Instead of being like, actually, no, I'm not doing that anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. It doesn't feel good anymore, so I'm not doing that anymore. That's brave. That's being courageous. And I think a lot of the time when I'm speaking to some of you that slide into my DMs, which I love, by the way, if you've never sent me a DM, then send me a DM and say, I'm listening to the episode, Charlotte. I just love hearing from you, connecting with you, getting to respond to you. So please slide yourself into my DM at some point. Is that a lot of you maybe have already been receiving and have got the messages, the signs, the signals, the downloads, the intuitive hits, the messages from spirit and the feelings as to how not to repeat things and what the next step forward may be. And instead of trusting in that, maybe you've been pushing it down. Instead of really allowing that to be the guiding force that you take action on, you maybe slipped into repeating an old way. And I think we can't, no, I don't just think, we actually can't keep ignoring them. And as I've walked this path and this road and stepped into being a teacher and a mentor and trusting in my spiritual gifts and being that healer, I've had to trust in the messages. I've had to trust in the signs. This is what you're meant to do. Okay, all right, yeah, okay, I'm going to do that. Gulp. Really? Right now? Okay. Please don't think that anyone that's making big, bold moves isn't afraid or doesn't have fear. Maybe they've just learned to nourish their nervous system, to harness that fear and to take action anyway. Because that's been me the past 8-9 weeks now. First of all, just before eclipse season hit, started to get these downloads, these messages, then having conversations with people and spirit literally talking to me, energy from somewhere else, loved ones coming and speaking to me. I was getting the signs and the messages, and that's been, okay, the past 7-8 weeks, am I going to step into this? Am I going to really trust this and open up to do this? Am I going to do my intuitive readings now? Because I've had the signs, I've had the messages. Or am I going to repeat what I've done and do my coaching programs, which are amazing, and I get results and it feels really good? Oh, okay. I'm not choosing to repeat. I'm choosing to evolve. And my evolution right now is baby steps. Okay, I'm a mentor. Okay, I'm going to do sister circles. Okay, I'm doing in-person work now. Okay. And all of these steps I'm taking. And I've just released a VIP event for past clients and my friends as a result of this evolution. I did not want to do that initially. I was like, absolutely no fucking way. No, not doing it. Not a chance. Oh, that's me wanting to repeat a pattern instead of trusting the sign that's come in and the message I received that this is what was the next divine step for me. I can choose to ignore that all day, 100%. And it would actually probably be a lot easier in the interim. Because when you're repeating and ignoring the signs, it is momentarily easier because you don't have to face the discomfort of the evolution. Just pause there for a second. Where are you avoiding the discomfort of your evolution? Maybe because your nervous system is activated, or you are afraid, or you've got to heal through those limiting beliefs and things in order to step into a new way. We cannot, you cannot continue. If you want change, if you want to feel, experience, receive, manifest, create something new, we can't keep repeating. Trust the signs, trust yourself, trust the messages, and commit to your evolution. Commit to you and what your heart desires. And if right now you're thinking, I just want to know how, I just want that support, I just want somebody to walk by my side and hold me through this, then that is where my one-on-one mentorship would be a beautiful place for you to be. If you are drawn into that, you've been standing on the sidelines for a while and you know this year is about change, it's about your evolution, then fill out the application form below and let's have a chat and see if it is a right and great fit for you at this time. I don't take everybody on board. You have to fill out an application form. I review it. We have some back and forth and I see if it is going to be a good fit and if I can support you on your journey. I do decline people. I do say it's not a great fit for XYZ reasons. I'm going to refer you to such and such. However, if I feel I can deeply support you, you're drawn into me, trusting in that sign, trusting in that pull, fill out the application form below and we will chat and see if it's a beautiful divine timing for us to work together. And if not, that is completely okay too. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, whatever you're doing. If you've not already, don't forget to rate, review, please share this podcast with your friends, family members, on your social media. It really does help me to grow and to support as many people as possible with this message and with this work. So thanks for tuning in, and I'll be back next week for more. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm sending you a virtual hug right now because I'm so grateful to have you here. If you loved it, be sure to share a review on iTunes so I can keep these episodes coming to you. If you aren't already following me, head on over to Instagram at Charlotte_Bezic. Plus, you can source a juicy free gift from me. Screenshot this episode and send it to hello@charlottebezic.com. I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. Sending you love and light.
Bye for now.